without head. So we should keep faith. Nitai Gaur Prema Nande. Mirandasya Jnananjanaslakaya Chakshurun Militangin Tasmai Se Gurave Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Jaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Yam Prabhrajantam Anupetam Apetakrityam Dvaipayano Virahakataraya Juhava Utreti tanmaitaya sarvobhinaya tang sarvabhutaridayam tavai vasmi najivami tvaya vina iti vijnaya radhe tang naimam charam.
Hare Krishna. The devotees who have received initiation this morning request you please stand up and Gurudev will announce your new name. Yogesha Steinberg.
Yogesh. Hey.
He's coming. Vandana Sternberg. Cooking?
Oh, no, husband. Then?
Chaitanya Das Sternberg. Chaitanya Das is here? Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das is here.
Oh, Vrindavan Das, very good name. Vrindavan Das ki. Hello, tumar ki hello.
Yogesha Sternberg.
Sir.
Yogesha.
Where? Where?
Yogesha.
Who? Who? Oh, Yogmaya. Yogmaya ki.
Her husband, Madan Sternberg, Madan Das Prabhu, he is cooking this feast. We can announce his name.
What? Madan Das.
Madan. Madan Manohar.
Madan Mohanar Prabhu ki.
Radha Kunda Dasi.
Okay. Radha Kunda Dasi ki.
Sophia Stafford.
Sukanti. Oh. Sukanti Devi ki jai.
Sri Radhika. Daughter of Srimati Devi Dasi.
Oh, goodness. Radhika Dasi. No? Okay, this name. Radhika Dasi ki jai.
Mahayagya Das Prabhu.
Adhijagya Prabhu ki.
Sri Radhika Devi Dasi received Gopal Mantra today. Where is Sri Radhika?
Oh, good name. Not to change. Oh, go on.
Tulsi Devi Dasi.
Very good. Tulsi Devi Dasi ki.
Brajasundara Dasi, Gopal Mantra.
Oh, Brajasundari Dasi ki. Okay.
Abhimanyu Das.
Oh, very good name, Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu Dasi Jai.
Aditi Dasi, asking for another name, you can stand up.
Oh, we have changed. Akhileshwari, one of the name of Radhika.
Your daughter is sleeping? Okay. Lali.
Oh, Lalidi. Lali or Lalili? Both. Lali Dasi ki jai. Okay. My hearty obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Parashishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj, and to my Sikhya Guru, Om Vishnu Parashishmad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, today is our last date in this trip to Australia. Murlamba. I like this place. Very easily in this center, so many devotees, non-devotees, all are coming. There are so many devotees, so family have become pure devotees. I want that after my departure, they should not be weak. So we have established a center here. And I request all devotees to come there. They maybe have Thakur altar in their houses, no harm. They should be. But they should come to take darshan or have to hear sadhu sangha. In Vrindavan, you know, hundreds, thousands of Thakurji, very prominent, and each devotee has his own temple in his house. But still they go to Radha Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar, Radha, Raman. Why not here? I've heard that so many devotees are thinking that, I know everything. Why I should go to temple? If Guru Maharaj is coming, I mean, otherwise no. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. We should not be like this. We should go and attend classes. Sometimes, what? Archan and all other things, not neglecting. And if you are not doing, you will be very soon weak. Don't be weak. If you are coming, associating, you will be always very strong. Otherwise, you are bound to be weak. In Srimad Bhagavat has told, what? Labdhva sudurlabhidam bahur sambhavan. Manushyam arthadam manityam apihatira. Trunam jateta na pateta anumitya javat neshe shahya sarvata khalusya. Always Srimad Bhagavat is remembering you. Chaitanya Charitamrita. All the books of Goswami. Our Guru Parampara. Always remembering you that. Oh. This life, a human form we have received. This is the mercy of Krishna. Only by the mercy. We have not done anything in past that we are qualified to be human form. But only the causeless mercy of Krishna. He has made us inhuman. Our first, last and prominent duty is what? That we should always remember this thing. Very simple thing I am telling. That we are eternal servant of Supreme Lord. Part and parcel of Lord. We have forgotten anyhow. And that is why we are in the chain of endless chain of birth and death, sorrow, suffering. You cannot go out. You are bound to be there. You are bound. Only the mercy of Krishna or the mercies of devotees can save you. Otherwise, never. Old age is bound to come and death is also. You are not this physical body. Very simple thing. This is like a garment. Will have to. Krishna forcibly will take this garment. And he will ask, I gave you this form, human form. Have you utilized properly or not? And if you have not, then I will smash you. Like what? So you should always remember this. You should give first preference, not of maintaining life. Oh, it will be done by Krishna mercy. Anyhow, first preference should be to chant and remember in the association of superior, advanced devotees. This. Very soon to realize who am I? Who is Supreme Lord? How we can again attain that position? Anyhow, if you are not successful in this life, no harm. So many wives, husbands, children are waiting for your next birth without any effort. Endeavor, all will come. If you are hog, then thousands and thousands of hoggies you will collect. Very easily they will come. In this human shape, to maintain one wife is very difficult. You cannot satisfy your wife, and wife cannot satisfy his or her. Never. Anyone cannot satisfy anyone. So, in this human form, always remember. Our Supreme Lord has given this out of His mercy. That you should chant and remember the powerful names of Krishna. In this way, no confusion, no doubt. Why? By this, following this path, from very ancient times, from very beginning of creation, Dhruva, Prahlad, and so many, not only two, lakhs and lakhs devotees are passing by closing their eyes, running, not falling down, all going to die. So don't have any doubt, don't be weak. I hear that, we are very weak, very weak. And especially when you go and devotees are not there, so much weak. How weak? Don't be. I have given you some seeds of bhakti. I have given. And also you have planted that seed by serving Krishna, by chanting Krishna, your life will be successful. You will realize everything by this. So that seed mantra has been given to you. And you have planted. Now, anyhow, protect this. Give water proper, so that this seed should not be dry. And you will see, after some time, a sprout will come. Taste will come. Most of the problems will go. And gradually, if so much attraction, asakti, attachment comes in name, and hearing Hari Katha, your life very soon developed. And you will see a victory of bhakti, endless fruits, endless flowers will come. And it will take you to Golok Vrindavan, always testing this fruit. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained all these things. Sanatana Goswami also. Very easy thing. To be more or less very hard. If you are more or less, characterless, anywhere you can be beaten very much and you can be put to jail. Very dangerous. But to chant and name and to be in association and to taste this fruit of prema bhakti is not so much. Very easy, Pladmara has told. So don't be weak. If you are chanting regularly, reading books, in association, remembering Krishna, his devotees more, like Prahlad Maharaj, Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyas, especially Rupa, Sanatan, Raghunath, and all, up to our Guru Parampara, daily, please shower your mercy. That seed will sprout very soon. And it may be leaves will come, branches will come, flowers will come, and very soon you will realize the fruit. And having climbing on that tree, you will at once go to Golok Vrindavan. Don't have any doubt. Try to save and maintain that seed that I am giving. Nothing to ask. What to do? Or association, Sadhu Sangh will tell everything. Go on doing. Chanting more, remembering more. Association more. Quickly it will develop. Have you heard the pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami? how quickly. It seems that in one birth he has received all these things. We cannot advance so much, but yet we can advance so much. But only one thing is there. Don't be attached to your worldly things. Oh, this attachment is very blunder. If you are chanting, remembering, doing, but you are attached to your sense gratifications and other things, what will be? You will be deprived of mercy. I always used to tell a story that there was a marriage party. What was that? My story? You should tell.
Maganatimarandasa Ganandana Shalakaya Sakshun Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. This story is very simple, but the meaning is very deep and practical for us. Once there was a marriage party, and the marriage was to take place in a village which was some distance away from where they began their procession, and they were going to that place by boat. So in the evening time they came on the bank of the river, and they all got into the boat, and being in the boat they were enjoying so much, having such a nice time, like a party there. And the boatman, he promised them, "Oh, in the morning we will be at the destination, and you can go to this function, this ceremony." So they were enjoying themselves all night, and all the men who were rowing the boat were rowing and working very hard. And when the morning came, the sun rose, and they looked and they saw that they were in the very same place that they were when they had got on the boat the night before. What's going on? The members of the wedding party, they complained to the boatman, "What is this? Now we are late. Why have we not reached our destination?" He said, "Oh, it is not my fault. We have done our work. Look, we are sweating and we have been rowing hard all night. It is not our fault." "So what is the problem?" "There's one old person there." And he pointed out, "Oh, my dear friend, have you taken up the anchor?" And then they realized, all night rowing, rowing and rowing, but the anchor to the boat was still stuck on the bottom of the riverbed. So they weren't going anywhere at all. What is the meaning? In our spiritual life, we can do so much hard work, hearing, chanting and remembering and service and everything. But if our anchor is down, that means we are attached to this body, our family members, to money, sense gratification, name and fame, reputation, all of these things, then this attachment will nullify the effect of all of our activities, just like an anchor, and will not be able to make any progress. So if anyone wants to make advancement in spiritual life, they should try hard to follow the rules and regulations of devotional service, but they should make sure that the anchor is up. Otherwise, they will not progress even one inch on the path.
Thanks. Always. We should remember these things. Our whole attachment should be given to Guru and Krishna. And if you are not doing actually, then it may take lakhs and lakhs birth, and even impossible. So you should try to. In this human body, human form, you can see Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can see Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, Parikshit Maharaj was going to die in 7 days. He left his children, his wife, his kingdom, wealth, position, everything. Only taking a long coat. And he went to river Ganges, did pranam, and began to think, what should I do? Remembering Krishna. Krishna arranged that so many realized souls, Brahmarishi, Brahmagyani, Bhakta, like Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, so all came there. And then Parikshit Maharaj told, what should I do now in 7 days? Sukadeva Goswami told, 7 days is so much. In a moment, we can have salvation and that dharma. In a moment, so many has, they have attained this perfection. How? There was a king. What name? Khatvanga. He went to save demigods. There was a very weak war between demons and demigods. And he was the supreme commander. In the last, he won the battle, and all the demigods requested him, how can we please you? Have a boon. He told that I want only boon, that I should be liberated from this world. They told, we cannot give this. Only worldly things we can give you. If you cannot give, then can you tell me? How my life is now?
Duration of my life.
Once 24 minutes only. After you will die. Then he told us, can you take me to India? Immediate. In one moment. At once they took him and brought to this India on the bank of Jamuna and Ganges. And he meditated Supreme Lord. And at once he was liberated. So why we cannot do like this? So 27 days is so much. You should hear. And if only 2 minutes, 3 minutes is time, even half minute is time, then you should what do? Give your attention from worldly things. Remember only Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Don't see anything. In a moment you should come. And at once you will be liberated. The associates of Krishna will come to take you. If at the time of death you can do very easily, but you cannot do. All bad remembrance of your life will come. So try to do abhyas, practice for this. Then it may come. Especially Krishna and Radhika of Vrindavan. Even they don't come in the trance of Brahma. But I think that you are very fortunate. You can do. So from beginning, now you should practice like this. We have heard Prahlad Maharaj, how to be tolerant. Even problems are there. In the midst of so many problems, he is fearless. He is very strong. Why you cannot be? If a soul can be like them, you are also soul. You can be. Don't think that we are weak.
You know Bhruva, Prahlad, Ajamil, you should remember all them. Chitraketu Maharaj, you should all be. You will have so much transcendental power and you will be. So don't think that we will be. Oh, come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How quickly, in a moment, Jagai and Madhain were delivered. Only Nityananda Prabhu looked after them and they became liberated. Not only liberated, what became? What Jaya and Vijay in other lives he has not received, or in this Mahaprabhu Leela, he was liberated forever and he became the associates of Krishna. So, we should not be worried so much. Always be very strong. Even I am going, but practically I am not going. I will be with you. Sometimes my representative will come and try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Sometimes you should meet on Ekadashi, Janmashtami, Nrisingha Chaturdashi, or on the birthday of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All you should come in temple. No? And thus associating should go. Don't be. So try to follow all these things, especially Upadeshamritam of Rupa Goswami and Manas Shiksha. And if you don't realize, be humble only and chant and remember Krishna. This will do. In association. Gaur Pramanande. Because today is some long drama. They should be ready quickly and one kirtan you should do. In the meantime, they should make a place and the actor should be ready. You should.
How amazing! Putana had the power of 10,000 elephants, and yet she could not put Krishna down. No matter how hard she tried, though Krishna was not even making any effort to hold on. At that time, he was only 6 days old. Now, he is older and somewhat stronger. Yet, he could not hold on to Mother Yashoda, though he tried with all his strength. Applying all his shakti, he held on to her like a baby monkey, with his feet wrapped firmly around her body, and with his mouth, he also held on tightly, absolutely determined not to let go. However, in the presence of Mother Yashoda, in the presence of Mother Yashoda's praying, he becomes completely helpless, and so she very easily put him down with only one hand. Mother Yashoda, being just like a guru, wanted to engage the milk in the service of Krishna, even if it meant having to leave the direct association of Krishna. Why? Because those things or persons who fully surrender to be engaged in Krishna's service will give him so much pleasure and are therefore very dear to him. And because they are so dear to him, they are especially dear to his most intimate servants and associates.
Catches me, I'll be in big trouble.